welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
And welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Alina Frank, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. I spoke with her, and she wishes all of you a happy holiday season. She'll be back in January. And I am really excited about talking to you today about change. You know, we have started putting the Christmas tree away or started to think about that. We've returned all of our gifts. Maybe some of you have been daring enough to venture out to the mall. But right now, between Christmas and New Year's, is the time that we really focus on what we want to change. New Year's resolutions. Ugh. Some of you are already thinking that you have a long list of things to change. Some of you are thinking maybe not so much. You've had past failures and you don't want to go that route. But today I'm joined with my wonderful partner, professionally and personally, Dr. Craig, who's going to help me discuss this whole topic, explain the neurobiology of change, how we can affect change, and some of the tools that I use in my coaching practice with my clients, and how to do it effectively and quickly for lasting results. So welcome, Dr. Craig.
It's wonderful to be here. Thanks.
So let's talk a little bit about the history of New Year's resolutions and how that all got started, and then we'll jump into why these things generally don't work out. Sorry to tell you.
So New Year's resolutions go way back. They're tied with New Year's, and that has a complex history in and of itself from Babylonian times and ancient times where the beginning of the year changed at various times from spring season to Christmas to early January. The start of the calendars had changed. So, you know, when we do the resolutions has varied a lot over the years. But historically, resolutions began, as it's passed on to us, with the god Janus. It was a time at the beginning of the year when the Greeks believed that we look back and we look forward. And it's a time for introspection, for looking at what we want to give away, let go of, surrender, and what we want to adopt into our life newly. Mm-hmm. And so the beginning of the calendar year is really a perfect time for that reflection. I think birthdays are also a reflection, but, you know, everybody does New Year's at the same time, so it's a real collective effort.
Sure, sure. And the Roman god Janus is the two-headed, or actually he has one head, but he has a face on both the front and the back of his head. And so there is a looking back, looking forward, and he is why the first month of the year is January, named after Janus. And as an EFT coach, I always work with issues, the past as how it relates to the future, how we are stuck, and subconscious blocks to gaining what we really want, to getting everything that we want out of life. And that's a real essential piece.
I'm going to interrupt you just because I don't know that everybody listening knows. You said you're an EFT coach, but you might want to just tell people what that is.
Oh, sure. So many people know it as the tapping technique, emotional freedom techniques, meridian tapping therapy. There's also an advanced form of EFT that I practice, known as Matrix Reimprinting EFT. And actually, if you stay on till the very end of the show, we're going to do a tapping script that's going to help you affect some change in a positive direction. Yeah.
I think a few people might be interested in that.
Yeah, and you may want to find your destination if you're on the road, certainly, because you're going to need your full attention on this. So, all right, let's talk about statistics. Like everyone, most people, right? They decide that they're going to do. They're looking ahead at this time of year. They're looking for what they want to change, and many people, if not most people, end up at least coming up with some loose version of a resolution, right?
Well, statistics show that 40 to 45% of the population do take on official New Year's resolutions.
Uh-huh.
But I think really the number is closer to 100% that are actually contemplating it.
Sure.
Now, they may absolutely reject it because it didn't work last time. They may do it quietly. They don't do it officially. But at least half the population is looking at creating with January 1st some change in their life or behavior that says, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to let go of this. I'm going to start doing that. And this week is the week that they're really grappling and dealing with that, I think, the most.
Mm-hmm. And there are some perennial resolutions, right? There's losing weight or getting into
better.
Yeah, it's huge. Getting in better shape, for sure. Sticking to a budget, debt reduction, enjoying more quality time with friends and family, finding a soulmate, quitting smoking, finding a better job, volunteering and getting organized. Those are the top. And so let's say that what was the number? 40 to 45% are mm-hmm. actually creating real New Year's resolutions. And so what is the scary, frightening, really downer statistic on what actually happens?
One major study in Britain showed that 88% of them do not come true. That's almost all of them. And within 1 week, 25% of the resolutions are dropped.
One quarter
within 7 days.
Wow, that is frightening. All right.
And yet almost one out of two people try it again next year, too.
Okay.
Talk about banging your head up against the wall.
So we want to improve our lives. We want to get better. We want to set some goals for ourselves. And there are some real clear reasons why this doesn't really, these fail. And we're going to talk more about this, the neurobiology of change and why it is so difficult as humans to make these long-lasting changes.
Well, I could say easily it's because we're lazy, but it's really not just that. You know, even though some of us are. I would say when we start to look at the way the brain works and the neurobiology of the brain, we have to understand that we were created, we were made, we were destined to be able to do really two primary things. One is to sustain the species, in other words, to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is to survive. So we're basically talking about sex and food, right? Those are the two biggies right there. That if we don't do successfully, we're goners. We're done. We don't exist on an individual or community basis on an ongoing way. So we have to understand that changing behaviors in any of those two arenas really are working with some very, very, very old neural pathways in the brain that go back from the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at that, we have to understand a few things, or it's helpful to anyway. So one of the things that's important to talk about is there's a very important chemical that's involved in habits, in patterns, in why we keep doing things the way that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest chemical that we need to discuss is something called dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have heard about it,
right.
But dopamine has to do a lot with pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's just say the first time that you were a child and you got taken to the biggest toy store in town and you just looked all around, eyes wide open. Oh my God, this is like Christmas everywhere. And there is a surge of dopamine that's going through your brain and body that you couldn't believe.
Right.
It's all about the pleasure, the feel good, the excitement.
The instant gratification,
instant
right?
Instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing, right? Because we want to move toward pleasure and gratification. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
there's maybe.
There's a downside.
There is a down. There's an upside and a downside. However, dopamine, beside being involved with pleasure, also has a lot to do with memory.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a lot to do with motivation. It also has a lot to do with decision making. So in other words, what we have to understand is the way that we operate is once we've had an experience that is pleasurable, each time that we have another experience that seems something like that, we remember it, we remember the pleasure, dopamine surges through our brain and through our body, and we start this wiring in our brain that's associated on a chemical, on a neural, on all kinds of pathways that says, like this, love this, every time I like it more, love it more, and it starts wiring the neurons in our brain in such a way that lesser and lesser memories or examples or sensory experiences trigger that surge of dopamine that makes us feel good and happy and excited and pleasurable, even if it's for a short period of time.
Uh-huh. So given that, why would we want to change?
Well, it depends on that which is giving us pleasure, doesn't it? It depends whether it's just something that we enjoy,
mm-hmm.
or it depends if it's something that's taking over our life.
Right.
And if it's moving towards something like addiction,
sure.
If it's moving in a way that's destructive to our finances, to our right. relationship, to our health, and that's where it's a problem.
Right. And so when we look at making some changes in the new year, it's really looking at what will serve us. What is the greater high? What is the greater success beyond the instant gratification? What it is that we really can sink our teeth into, that we really make profound changes that we will love and adore and embrace over the long term.
Sure. What brings greater good to our lives and those around us? And we want to have a synchronicity with those things. And that takes some conscious control and conscious decision making beyond that neurological reflex reaction toward pleasure.
Sure. And there are some tools that we are going to be sharing with you just on how to do this and things that we use routinely in our practice. I am Alina Frank, and I am an EFT coach and trainer in the greater Seattle area. And I'm joined by Dr. Craig Wiener, who is... What are you not? You're a right brain aerobics trainer.
I'm a right brain aerobics instructor. I'm an EFT assistant trainer, chiropractor, and host of the Transformational Dialogues. And we're here for the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to speaking to you after the break.
Oh, acquaintance be forgotten.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills, and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back. I am Alina Frank, and I'm stepping in for Dr. Pat. She wishes all of you happy holidays. She'll be back in the new year. And today I am joined by my partner, Dr. Craig Weiner. We're talking about change in 2012.
Ooh, a big year.
It is a big year. And as you look forward to creating some change, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, if you want to share some of your success stories, we'd love to hear from you. The phone lines are now open. You can call 1-800-930-2819.
Now, why would they call in?
They need some help. They need some help.
Something needs to change.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk about one thing that we can do. One thing that you can do on your own is this concept of Kaizen. And Kaizen is a Japanese term that means improving, constant improving, small steps. Now, in the way that I combine this with tapping, I learned this from EFT Master Ru Haas. And this is simply to find a goal and make it ridiculously small, the step that you're going to take towards creating that change. And so what I mean by that...
How small is
it? No, crazy small. Crazy, crazy small. So if someone wants... I remember just from my clients, I had a client who was interested in getting a job, and she had been ill, and we had been working towards really creating improving her health, and she was making all these dramatic changes. And then the idea came around that she's going to have to, now that she was no longer collecting disability, she would need to go out and get a job. And so the Kaizen step that I suggested for her was to go buy the paper on Sunday.
That's it.
Not even open it to the want ads, not even taking that step, just to go and buy the paper. Now, what happens is your amygdala, that old part of your brain that's always triggering off that fear response, it's so minor that it's ridiculous, and you actually do more than you intended to do.
So buying the paper, the Sunday paper, with the classifieds is not too intensively scary.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I get that. It's almost silly how small a step that is.
That's right.
And but that makes it doable, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a great little book. It's Kaizen, One Small Step Will Change Your Life. And in there, the author talks about a woman that wanted to start exercising on a regular basis. And her Kaizen assignment was to go stand on the treadmill.
That's it.
Not even turn it on. And by the time he got back to working with her, he had found that she was not only standing on the treadmill every day, she was actually exercising for 20 minutes a day.
That's great. I use that with my patients a lot,
being a
chiropractor of a Whidbey Island.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people that want to do the right thing and want to take exercises and want to get better.
Sure.
But you know what? They get daunted and it overwhelms them really, really quickly. So when they get that really small step that they take first, they build a muscle, don't they? Then they build a success muscle, and they wire that in their brain that they were able to achieve that. So if I can do that, I can at least walk on it for 1 minute.
Sure.
And so building up that confidence muscle really works in wiring the brain and creating that dopamine rush that we were talking about that starts to build a reflex and build a muscle that creates a habit pattern that takes less and less effort to do over time.
Right, right. And talking about that, the fear, the amygdala response, and how that's firing. Let's talk a little bit about your subconscious mind, because that's something that in EFT we really employ the help of the subconscious mind in order to gain some momentum here. And we actually titled the show Occupy Change. And so I was thinking about that, and it's really the 99% your subconscious mind that really drives everything that you do. There are subconscious motivators for almost everything that you do, correct?
So little of what's around us and so little of what our brain takes in is actually conscious. Again, it is like the 1%.
Yeah.
So when we look at why we do certain behaviors and why we don't, most of that, what's driving that, we have no clue about. It's
sure.
all below the surface, isn't it? It
sure.
really is.
I mean, a classic example of that is snack amnesia. Don't you love that term?
What is that?
That's when you make a decision next week that you're going to cut calories and then suddenly find yourself standing there with a bowl of ice cream or the carton of ice cream already empty. It's just sitting there empty and you're wondering, hey, wait a minute. Didn't my conscious mind make a decision that I was going to cut calories?
I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah. So there are many subconscious fears that drive our behaviors, and we're going to talk about some of those in a little bit. Are there some? Yeah, okay. So if you're just tuning in, please, we just want to welcome you. This is the Dr. Pat Show. You are not tuned into the wrong station. This is Alina Frank and my partner, Dr. Craig Weiner, and we're here talking about change today. Dr. Pat wishes you all happy holidays, and she'll be back in the new year.
So my question for you out there is, what resolutions or what things are you contemplating changing in 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Be it about money, weight, health, relationship? What is it that you're looking at? You know what? It's time for me to make a difference, make a change. I know I'm not supposed to make resolutions because they never work, but I really want to make it anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are those?
So let's give some examples of how the subconscious decisions really prevent you from moving forward. And these are some examples actually from working with my clients. If you decide that you want to go on a diet and you want to lose weight, some of the reasons that can take you away from that goal and create snack amnesia is maybe that the last time you lost weight, something terrible happened. That really is interesting how that would prevent one from really achieving that goal.
Okay, you got to tell me and explain how losing weight, something terrible happened, because that sounds pretty good to me.
So the last time you got to your goal weight, your boyfriend broke up with you, or soon afterwards you lost your job, or some accident happened, then the neural pathway is connected with that terrible event.
But they have nothing to do with each other.
I know, but on a subconscious level they do.
Okay.
Let's say that you're afraid of intimacy, right?
Okay.
That would be a reason for keeping the pounds on, keeping some distance, padding yourself with some security.
Okay, I've
that's
heard
a
that.
Classic one.
Okay.
Yep. Let's say that you want to stop smoking. The subconscious decisions that prevent you from actually doing that would be maybe you're feeling under stress. Isn't there some interesting connections between stress and prevention of subconscious decisions than preventing you from actually achieving your goal?
Big. Stress is huge. So let's just say, for example, that you've made a resolution and you are going to start exercising and you've got the new workout suit, you join the gym, you started the first few days, you're right on track, you're having a good time, and all of a sudden, boom, you don't get that raise that you were expecting to, and now you've overcommitted yourself financially, and now you got some financial stress going.
Right.
Well, even though you had this great idea and your frontal cortex or your brain is going, I'm going to lose this weight, I'm working out, things are going good here and I'm rocking, all of a sudden stress just goes right to the emotional center. And emotional centers always override that front cortical part of your brain that has that executive decision making, you know, I'm going to do this thing for the greater good, and emotions take over and everything in your brain says relieve that stress. Now, you go to your stress relieving menu, and it might be alcohol, it might be shopping, it might be whatever that is that you know if you do it is going to reduce your stress.
Online pornography is huge.
That's another one. So whatever it does that takes that stress level down, it's a go-to. And you're going there, and it's going to override whatever New Year's resolution that you decided.
Sure. Yeah, when I am advising clients on how to use EFT with some of these, breaking these old habits, these destructive patterns, I sometimes, for months, don't even focus or have them not even focus on the actual cravings, but just letting go of the stress. Just tapping on the stressors in your life is enough to create an effective change in you, and you will not go to those things, shopping, pornography, sugar cravings, those sorts of things. We don't even go there yet. We just work on the stress, and that in and of itself is enough to give your new behaviors a chance to really take off.
So changing behavior so far sounds to me like, number one, there's a conscious decision that this would be better for me.
Yes.
May not be the emotional high quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I also hear that there's some action steps that are involved, maybe done in a Kaizen baby step kind of way that builds that feeling of elation, and I did that and I can do that. So it starts to build that dopamine rush that starts to create rewiring in the brain.
Right.
And so it's moving, and then there has to be some element of stress reduction.
Right, absolutely.
Because if we don't reduce that stress, all those things that we're building up, they can just fall apart the moment that we hit that wall of stressful situation.
Sure, and in the very beginning, you talked about the need for that dopamine high. And if you really start addressing the stress and the fear, then you won't have that. I really believe that it's our natural state of being to be healthy, to be happy, to be prosperous, to be abundant, to be in good relationships. It's just all the other stuff that kind of gets in the way. And let me say that if you feel bad because you've had a relapse, like next week when you're sitting in front of the refrigerator and you've had that ice cream, the worst thing you can do is beat yourself up. Why? Because beating yourself up makes you feel bad. And what does your brain know how to relieve that? Oh, gee, let's go get more of the same.
It's true. Yes. And remember, it's part of our left evolutionary heritage to reduce stress, to be able to give ourselves that which makes us feel better. And stress doesn't feel good for anybody.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's our go-to.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Now, we are going to go to a break, but our phone lines are open, 1-800-930-2819, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm stepping in for Dr. Pat, Alina Frank, joined by my wonderful partner, Dr. Craig Wiener.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat, who wishes all of you happy holidays. She'll be back in January. I'm joined by Dr. Craig Wiener, my partner.
Hello there.
Partner in crime.
Partner in crime? Which crime? That's scary.
Well, we are talking about affecting real change in the new year. And my favorite, we've discussed Kaizen tapping and Kaizen as a way to really go under the radar of the amygdala and fear. But now I want to share really the tool that I use the most, and Craig uses it too in his practice, and that is, we're talking about EFT.
Yep. So EFT, you know, it's one of the fastest growing energy psychology methods out there for helping people to create change. And obviously, as a chiropractor, I work with it with people's pain more than anything else.
Right. And one of the concepts that I really love about EFT is acknowledging that there is that dark underside, that part of you that may not be ready for change. And we call that secondary gains or psychological reversals. And it's really any dysfunctional pattern, illness, chronic condition, or bad behavior that's been around for more than a couple of months. When someone comes to me and says, oh my gosh, you are my last hope, my last chance, I've tried everything, I usually suspect that secondary gains are working right off the bat.
I don't get it. What's that mean? In other words, if I really want to, you know, lose those 10 pounds, and I've been trying to do it, and I've tried diets, and I've tried exercise, but you know what? I have not been able to keep it off. Every time I lose it, it comes back. How does that relate?
Sure. So the classic one is the one that I mentioned earlier, which was this whole idea of keeping the weight on so that you aren't attractive to people that are potentially your romantic partners. So that's a classic one. I'll give you some from working with clients. I know that there was a woman who she wanted to work on all the emotional contributing factors to cancer. And when I asked her this question that I'm going to be posing to all of you, the listening audience, to really uncover these secondary gains and psychological reversals. And I asked her the question, if there was a benefit, if there was some payoff for you having this, what would it be? And she knew right off the bat that the reason why she got cancer was because she wanted her brother to beg her for her forgiveness.
That sounds kind of complicated. So that need could actually manifest or create a physical condition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes I see with my clients that have some chronic illness, chronic pain, there might be some underlying, maybe social anxiety, maybe working environments really weren't that great. Maybe they have a long history of having terrible interpersonal relationships with people in the work environment. So they, on a subconscious level, let's just make sure we say that over and over again. On a subconscious level, there are reasons why they would want to create this condition so that they would allow them to stay at home.
So there's a lot lurking in that 99% place.
Sure. Oh, and I remember one from working with a client who was working on weight issues. And when I asked her that question, she said, well, the only person in my entire family that's thin was my mean old nasty aunt. And everyone else in my family was wonderful and sweet, and they were all jolly and overweight. And so why on a subconscious level would I want to identify with my mean nasty aunt?
You know, I also see a lot with people, for example, with back pain.
I mean,
of course, they're coming to me and they're paying me to get rid of their back pain.
Sure.
So why on an emotional level might they not want to get rid of their back pain? Well, there's some part of them way back in that deepest part of their brain that they're not privy to, that they're not conscious to, that says, okay, if I get rid of my back pain, I'm going to have to be working overtime again. I'm going to be having to get off disability. I'm going to be having to, you know, do all the things around the house that I've been getting away with not having to do. So there are a lot of things that sit there subconsciously that affect our ability and to get better,
sure,
to heal.
Sure. And those of you that are just joining us, we are Alina Frank and Dr. Craig Wiener. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat, and we're talking about change. If you'd like to call in with some questions or comments, please call 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, it's also that if you can't or you're afraid of, consciously or subconsciously, of saying no, your body will create the boundary for you. That's right. Your body will say, no, I can't do that. Or I've got too much going on and I really can't tell my in-laws that I really don't want to go to that party the other night. You know, that I just would rather be sick. And so, again, we're saying be gentle on yourselves as you uncover these subconscious blocks, because they're there for a reason. They're there as a strategy that worked at one point, and that's why you keep using it over and over again. Now, also, let's talk about abundance. Why would somebody fear or have a subconscious block around creating wealth?
Well, maybe I'll have to start dealing with CPAs and taxes and relatives that maybe want some of that. And maybe my ex will start to feel like she gets some of that. And
maybe, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of different things that could go into what seems like an obvious, well, of course I could have more abundance and of course I'd love more money.
Sure.
Who wouldn't?
How about my friends would all leave me. My friends are all broke and we're in a kind of a club. And if I were the wealthy one, I might get snubbed. That might be one.
You know what? The brain does all kinds of strange things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're ready to write this down, I want to ask you the question to really, a couple of questions to really unlock these subconscious blocks and just tune into that small voice inside of you.
Warning, if you are driving, do not start writing on a pad.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And you can listen to the archives, actually. You can go to Transformation Talk Radio and get the archives of the show. So, here's a question. What would I have to do, face, or be if I didn't have this problem? Who would I hurt? Or who would leave me if I got better or I got over my problem? Now, generally, these fall into some themes. Loss of identity. I identify with my pain. I identify with my poverty. I identify with being stuck in this pattern. Fear of change, that is really the biggest one. And that's where EFT tapping really helps, is to get you over the fear of change, how your life will change. And the last one that we will talk about a little bit at length is this whole idea of not deserving.
So non-deservement is a huge issue, you know. So what we're looking at is often starting really early in our life, we have some story that says, I don't get to have it all. I don't deserve it all. Something my parent did, a teacher said, you know, some monumental figure when I was a small kid made me feel like I don't get to ask, you know, and it's better to be subservient and not ask directly, and people should know what I want, and I don't really deserve to really be outrageous in my requests. It's a big one. I see a lot with people.
Mm-hmm. And one of the statements in EFT that we use all the time is, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. And that is really at the heart of how to affect change, is really just being willing to love and accept yourself no matter where you are. It's not about beating yourself up, because then we go back to that pain thing again. I don't feel good. What's the best way to feel good? I'm going to go back and get some sugar, cigarettes, whatever to relieve that stress.
Isn't it amazing how beating ourselves up comes so easy, though? It's fascinating. I mean, it is so easy for me to get down on myself, but for me to like praise myself and affirm myself, I mean, that's a lot of work I do with the right brain aerobics work, but it's to actually build that muscle of self-affirming yourself and seeing those things that are good about you, that is not comfortable. Wasn't comfortable for me for a long time.
And now?
Let's jump in, and I will actually do that if you don't mind. We have Bob. He's got a success story on the line. He's calling in from North Carolina. So, Bob, welcome to the show. What's up?
How you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm so glad you called. I saw that I saw it when I posted on Facebook that I would be here today. I saw you post, and I was hoping that someone like you would call. You've got a wonderful success story with EFT.
Yes, and, you know, I go on Facebook. Well, I'm on Facebook just about every day, and I love to listen to everybody and love them to share with me, you know, with what they have to say and everything. I don't post a lot, but I learn a lot, you know, and it's really awesome. And you guys were talking about changes and, you know, doing things and stuff like that. And what I learned from whether people agree with it or not, I was invited out in San Francisco in 08 with Gary Craig. And that man totally changed my life in 1 week. After 30 years, and I suffer from PTSD and a lot of things, and it changed my entire life in 1 week, and it's awesome. And you were talking about New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. The best New Year's resolution? Don't make any. You're not gonna, anyways. You're not going to keep them anyways. You know. The only way you keep them is when you're ready to do it. And what I've learned in the last 3.5 years, basically, about this is that you have to be comfortable with yourself. You have to come to, we all have problems. We all have issues. We've all done a lot of things. Trust me, I could write a book. But you have to become comfortable with yourself, and you have to learn to forgive yourself. And once you do that, the world just opens up. And it's like I have a brand new world for the last 3.5 years and tons of friends that.
Bob, I got a question. Did EFT help you in any way to forgive yourself or to find that sense of peace that enabled you to make whatever changes you wanted?
Definitely. I'll let you in on a little secret. In the last 20 years, actually the late 90s, I have never spent a holiday at home. I spent them mostly in hospitals and VA hospitals and nothing medical, but I've spent about It's totally changed my life. It's totally and absolutely. I can't forgive people. You can't forgive people that people have done to you or you've done to other people. You have to learn to forgive yourself. And once you learn to forgive yourself, no matter what you've done, and you get comfortable with yourself, then you can go on to do what you have to do in the way that you want to do it. It's totally changed my life. If it wasn't for EFT, God, I have no idea where I would be.
Beautiful. Well said.
Gail's Grave or the Institutions or something like that. I forget what they call it.
Yeah, no, this was wonderful. I am so glad that you called in and were able to share the story. I just want to tell people that Gary Craig is the founder of EFT, and he made a wonderful documentary called Operation Emotional Freedom, and with a filmmaker, Eric Hurey. I will be doing a recording with Eric Hurey over in Israel, where they're starting the first worldwide center for peace, and it's all based on EFT and relieving trauma.
I had the pleasure of being in California with Eric and Gary and Ingrid and, you know, a bunch of other people, and they literally saved my life. And they, you know, and everybody thinks it is because I've, you know, 40 years I suffer from PTSD. I still have PTSD, where all of my problems and everything was on a 0 to 9 was a 9. They're all about a 0 now.
That's fabulous.
And I watch, I you know, especially on Facebook with the people that are there. And it's amazing on how much that if you really want to change and you really want to do something, whether it's lose weight, whether it's give up smoking, whether it's give up drugs or drinking, you just have to be comfortable with yourself. You say, okay, I forgive myself. Now I got to take care of myself. And you can rectify those other things and everything like that, but you have to be comfortable with yourself first.
There you go. Yeah. And we were just talking about that self-acceptance piece. So thank you so much, Bob, for joining us. And I am Alina Frank. We'll be right back and get to a safe spot because we're going to do some tapping when we get back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You, too, can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Do you miss the sunshine? Sun Sauna brings the sunshine to you. Our exclusive patented technology brings Arizona sun to your home every day. Only Sun Sauna can raise the sun without its harmful rays by combining full spectrum light and infrared heat. Reduce pain, relieve depression, and sleep better, all without taking a single pill. Sun Sauna is affordable and plugs into a regular outlet. Have a sunny day every day. Visit sunsauna.com. That's sunsauna.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Alina Frank, sitting in for Dr. Pat, who wishes all of you happy holidays. Today I'm joined with my partner, Dr. Craig Wiener, and we're discussing change. Now, I want to do some tapping. Enough chatting. We're going to be tapping. If some of you aren't familiar with how to do tapping, you can always check out my website, www.tapyourpower.net, tapyourpower.net, and then you can actually pick up this tapping script that we're going to be going over. You can pick that up if you sign up for my free newsletter. So what are we doing? We're tapping on these points on the face and upper body that correspond with the meridian system. So some of you that are familiar with acupuncture or oriental medicine know that we have these points, and we are tapping on them with our fingertips. You're taking two fingers, your middle finger and your index finger for most of these points, and you're going to be tapping a pretty quick pace, tap, 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 and a pretty decent amount of pressure, not so much that you're hurting yourself, but not so lightly that you don't, it's like a butterfly kiss, somewhere between those two.
So no more beating yourself up, right?
Exactly.
That's a theme today.
No beating yourself up. All right, so let's start tapping at the karate chop point. So you are going to, before we get started, let's pick something. So Craig, you wanted to pick something. We're going to insert a positive new behavior, and we're creating the morphic field for this.
Okay, so each month I have not been recently putting savings away each month. Things have been a little challenging, and I've broken that habit. I want to get back into that.
Great. So think about a new positive behavior that you're going to be using to rebuild this neural pathway. You're coming up with a new positive behavior. So let's say if you want to lose weight in the new year, you know that the positive new behavior is always picking really healthy foods, or stopping when you are full, or if it is exercising, then exercising on a regular basis. So go ahead and write that down, or at least just remember it. And you're going to start tapping at the karate chop point. That is, you're taking, actually, now rewinding, you're taking four fingers. You're taking all four fingers of your dominant hand, and you're tapping on the side of your non-dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, you're going to tap right between the base of the pinky and the top of the wrist in that fleshy part. We call it karate chop point for obvious reasons, right?
If I was going to chop a block right where it would hit the wood. Right.
Exactly. So I want you to tap on the side of your hand with the fingers of your with your dominant hand, tapping on your non-dominant hand on the side, and you're going to repeat after me. Craig? Even though I haven't always...
Tap, 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 tap. Even though I haven't always...
What?
Even though I haven't always, and especially recently, been putting savings away each month...
Mm-hmm. I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I haven't always...
Even though I haven't always... been putting enough money away each month for savings.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I haven't always...
Even though I haven't always been putting enough money away at the end of each month.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
That's the self-acceptance piece that we've talked about. So important. Now I want you to take two fingers, your middle finger and index finger, and tap at the start of the eyebrow closest to the bridge of the nose. Left side, right side, doesn't matter. And you're going to say, tomorrow I want to...
Tomorrow I want to put $100 in my savings account.
Fabulous. Now, side of the eye, that's just outside the eye socket, between the eye socket and the temple, right there in the middle. Two fingers again. Tap, 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 tap. Tomorrow I want to...
Tomorrow I want to put $100 in my savings account.
Okay. No, tomorrow I choose to...
Tomorrow, I choose to write a check and put $100 in my savings account.
Fabulous. Under the eye is just an inch below the center of the pupil on the bone. Tomorrow, I love to...
Tomorrow, I would love to put $100 right into my savings account.
Okay, now give me some reasons why.
Because it feels better as I watch that account number grow.
Okay. Under the nose, between the bottom of the nose and the top of the upper lip, verbalize what you hear from yourself when you carry out this new behavior.
I really should pay off a credit card first is what comes up before I put towards savings.
Okay. So you're going to hear, boy, I love putting aside that money to pay off that credit card.
I also hear, and I would love to put aside money so I can both set aside and take care of the credit card and have more money in savings.
Excellent. Okay. Chin point is the line that you have below your bottom lip. Again, two fingers. Verbalize what you'll hear from other people about your new behavior here.
The bank teller will smile when she sees me putting money in my savings deposit.
Oh, come on. Something better than that?
Something better than that.
How about for me?
My wife will say, good for you for reinitiating that habit. That slaps.
Great. Collarbone, you want to just tap where a man would tie his necktie knot. Now, collarbone, you want to verbalize actions you'll need to carry out tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll have to make sure and get to the bank.
Yes.
Tomorrow I'll have to make sure that I have enough money in my checking to write the check. Tomorrow I will make sure that I do that at the very beginning of my lunch hour before I get lost in doing any other things that I have to do.
Great. Under the arm, now that's 4 inches below the armpit on the side of the body. Verbalize what it feels like tomorrow and where it is in your body and amplify it. And just, you can do that silently. Now you're going to tap on the side of your thumb. This is a part of matrix re-imprinting. It really integrates heart math, neurobiology, the work of Rupert Sheldrake and Bruce Lipton. So on the thumb, we want you to really think about those positive images, see them, really those positive images of yourself carrying out this new behavior. Tapping on next on your index finger, you're going to imagine all of those positive images rewiring those neural pathways with the knowledge that things have changed. Tapping on the middle finger, sending a signal to all the cells of your body about what is happening tomorrow. Ring finger, flash all of those positive images into your heart center. Pinky, turn up all those colors, make them bigger and brighter on those images. Tap on the back of the wrist. When that feels ready, send out those new pictures out through your heart, 360 degrees out in every direction. And then back at the karate chop point, you're going to verbalize all the image, all those things in your past, present, and future that have created this for you. And you also need to thank Creator, God, however you call that, which is bigger than yourself. Thank you. Excellent. Take a deep breath in and out. Fabulous. That felt really good. And you can find out more, and you can actually find this tapping script on tapyourpower.net. It's been a phenomenal show. We've enjoyed ourselves so much. You are welcome to tune in next Wednesday on Transformational Talk Radio, where I will be launching my new show, Tapping into Health, Wealth, and Freedom with Alina. And we have some upcoming events starting January 4th. We have the show starting January 21st and 22nd. I'm teaching Matrix Reimprinting EFT on Whidbey Island. The 25th of February, we're doing a practice day. The 10th, we are doing an all-day EFT Tappers Gathering, all raising money for research. It's at Bastyr University. In April, I'm teaching along with Craig in Florida and Sayulita, Mexico. It's been a pleasure. Dr. Pat will be back in the new year. And remember to keep on tapping.
Thank you so much. Have a fabulous 2012.
Absolutely.